朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
一个叫属天 heavenly，
one is heavenly，
一个叫生命
one is life，
一个叫荣耀
the other one is glory。
弟兄姊妹，这三个字，如果你光去为这三个字祷告的话，
and if you just pray for these three words，
祷告完你已经真的是被天充满，被生命充满，被荣耀充满。
if you pray thoroughly through these words， you're filled with heaven， this life and this glory。
这里讲的天不是那样的高高高高在上的天啊，
and this heaven is not simply talking about something that's visible。
这里讲的是属天，
it speaks of something that is heavenly。
那你讲到它的源头，讲到它的性质，讲到它的境界。
It's talking about the source. It's talking about its origin, its nature.
也讲到它的范围，它是个范围。
It talks about the realm and the boundary of this place.
我们活的性质、境界、范围跟从前不一样，是在属天的境界。
The nature, the boundary, and the realm that we live in is completely different now.
而且是在生命的境界里面。
And we are in the realms of life.
我们在这里所接触、所碰的是跟生命发生关系。
Everything that we touch with our lives has something to do with life.
而且在这里是跟荣耀发生关系。
Has something to do with glory.
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，这个实在没有办法这么短的时间去复习它。
It is so hard for me to review all of these things such a short time.
但是我在这里想问弟兄姊妹一件事情。
I want to ask brothers and sisters something.
就跟我上个礼拜请问弟兄姊妹，想想你今年一年要过去了，到底今年有什么果子可以归给神？
Just like the question I asked last week, as the year is coming to a conclusion, what kind of fruits can you bring before the Lord?
你花了一个礼拜把果子准备好了没有？
And did you sort through your thoughts and your notes and identify what are the fruits you can offer to the Lord?
再过11天，2011年就要过去了。
And about another 11 or 12 days, this year will be gone.
到底我们今年可以带什么东西来朝见神？圣经上说不可以空手来朝见神。
What offerings can we come and bring to the Lord? The scripture said that we cannot come to the Lord empty-handed.
那到底我们今年最好的果子可以归给神的是什么？
What are your very best that you can offer to the Lord?
到底是丰丰富富的归给神呢？
Are we bringing something the Lord, bringing to the Lord in abundance?
还是我们带着一个橘子还这么小呢，这么小的苹果去见他呢？
Or are we bringing an orange that is all shriveled up, a very, very small apple?
弟兄姊妹，这是我上个礼拜的问题。
This is the question I have for everyone last week.
今天我们在这里讲到我们人生的道路，生活的境界。
Today we talk about the path of life and the realm which we live in.
我想问问弟兄姊妹。
I want to ask brothers and sisters.
你想一想你每天的生活。
And I want you to just think about your everyday life.
到底我们生活的境界，
the realm that we live in.
到底我们生活的性质，
the very nature of our life.
到底是什么？
What is it?
到底我们整个人生，我们生活里面，我们最在乎的，或是最突出的特点，到底是什么？
Every single day, what is the one thing that is very visible, very clear?
真的有跟天、跟生命、跟荣耀发生关系吗？
Are those things really connected with the heavenly, with glory?
我想可能年轻的孩子们，当他在这里讲人生的时候，他最在乎的可能就是要有放。这个要有意思。
For a lot of kids, maybe for them, their description of life is that it's got to be exciting, it's got to be a lot of fun.
那个在乎那个快乐感。
And they care about that sense of happiness.
对男人来说呢，可能在乎成就感。
And for men, maybe a sense of success.
我们整个生活追求的就在乎有没有成就。
And everything that we pursue after is whether we are successful.
那可能女人在乎的是幸福感。
And for women, whether they are,
孩子乖不乖，先生爱不爱我。
Whether they're happy, whether my husband's, my husband love me, or rather the kids love me?
可能老人家在乎的是安全感。
And for the elderly, maybe a sense of security.
可能这都成为我们生活里面的一个中心跟特点。
Maybe all of a sudden these things have become the theme, the central theme of our life.
但是弟兄姊妹，任何一个跟随耶稣的人
，But brothers and sisters, any person who follows Jesus,
主在这里改变我们的道路，改变我们的生活。
Jesus is changing our path.
要叫我们的生活跟属天发生关系。
Everything we do have to be connected with the heaven above.
让我们的生活、我们的抉择、我们的言。要跟生命发生关系。
Our lives, our decisions, our thoughts, everything that we do have to be related with life.
要跟荣耀发生关系。
Has to have a relationship with glory.
今天我们在这里听这些讲这些的时候，你们可能觉得那个东西太严肃了。
When we hear these things, when we talk about these things, you guys may say, "Oh, this is way too serious."
但是现实生活里面还是有很多东西很重要，我们丢不掉的。
But there are a lot of things in my everyday life that are very important that I can't just throw away.
但是哪里晓得
？But Did you know?
一个真正重生得救的人
A person who's truly born again.
如果他的生活不是活在属天的境界
He does not live every single one of his days in the heavenly realm.
如果不是生活在生命的境界里面
He does not live in this realm of life.
如果他所作所行人生的计划一切追求跟神的荣耀没有关系的话
Everything that he's doing, all of his plans has nothing to do with God's glory.
就算他信主了
Let's say he believes the Lord.
他里面还是有一个说不出来的空在那里
There is still this emptiness that is in him.
不会满足的啦
You will never be filled.
我们是打肿脸充胖子在这里传福音的
And we are actually going beyond who we are when we share the gospel.
我们在这里强颜欢笑的传福音
And we are putting on a laugh as we share the gospel.
所以我们里面自己不喜乐的
And we don't have that real joy.
我们自己里面不满足的因为你跟天跟生命跟荣耀没有关系
We are not satisfied because we are not connected to the heaven, to this life, to this glory.
以前我讲过有一个 小弟弟问他哥哥说为什么这些金鱼都要活在这个水箱里活在水里面
And I gave everyone this example. A little boy asked his older brother, well, how come all the goldfish lives in this tank?
他哥哥说因为外面有猫嘛笨
And his older brother says, you stupid, because there are cats outside.
弟兄姊妹的确活在里面因为外面有猫这是也不能说他都错。
That is certainly true. He's not entirely wrong that there's a cat outside.
但是那个不是主要的目的。
But that is not the purpose.
那是一个很消极的原因。
That's a very passive reason.
的确你活在外面猫会把你吃掉。
But yes, if you're outside the tank, the cats will eat you.
但是今天基督徒要活在基督里活在生命活在属天活在主荣耀的旨意里面。
But for a Christian to live in Christ, to live in the heavenly realms, to live in life and to live in glory,
不是只是因为外面有吼叫的狮子遍地游行要吞吃
it's not just because there's a roaring lion walking about to devour us
而是我们真正在天的境界生命的境界荣耀的境界里的时候你整个人非常的满足的
in the realm of heaven in the realm of life and of glory we will be full and satisfied
这是跟随耶稣一个非常重要的福分
this is a blessing that comes with following the Lord.
就千万不要以为跟随耶稣我这辈子完了我上断头台了。
Do not think, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus. My life is undone. I am doomed.
弟兄姊妹啊主耶稣在这条路上他都讲默默无声这么喜乐地走在主的旨意上。
Jesus walks along this path of this journey without much noise.With such joy as he walked.
虽然一路上有代价
But yes, there is a price to be paid.
虽然一路上有仇敌的攻击，有各样的挑战
Yes, there are harm from the evil one, and there are challenges.
但是每一步他都走得这么踏实，这么属天，满了生命
But he is steady every step he takes, and is full of life, is full of heaven.
满了荣耀
Full of glory.
这个叫做恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣
This is what is great. It's called grace upon grace, strength upon strength, and glory upon glory.
最后
And lastly,
我们来看跟着耶稣而得到不同的结局
We want to come and look at the conclusion that we would have as we are followers of Christ
刚才我们讲到不同的道路的时候我引用诗篇第三节
And we talk about a different path We use Psalm 23
它使我的灵魂苏醒
He restores my soul
为自己的名引导我走义路
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake
我们的醒悟
We come to a realization.
我们的觉悟
And we have our regrets.
帮助我们走一条全新的路
It will all help us to walk this new way.
它使我们的灵魂苏醒
He restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我们走义路
He leads me in the path of righteousness. righteousness for His name's sake.
这一条路是属天的路。
This way is a heavenly way.
这一条路是生命的路。
It's a way of life.
这条路是充满荣耀而且进入荣耀的路。
It's a way that is full of glory that leads us into glory.
第三个讲到跟随耶稣得到不同的结局。
And thirdly, as we follow Jesus, we'll have a
different outcome. 我们一起读撒母耳记上第二章第七节到第八节的前半。
I'd ask that everybody to please read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7 through verse 8.
他使人贫穷，也使人富足；使人卑微，也使人高贵。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。啊，这里讲到粪堆中提拔穷乏人，英文几乎都翻译成 beggar， 就是乞丐。
Again, he lifts the beggar from the dust.
啊、不光只是穷，穷到一个地步，他们是原来当乞丐的。
They're not just poor, but they're actually begging. They're beggars.
但是因着耶稣
，But because of the Lord Jesus,
因着他的恩典
，Because of His grace,
他把我们从灰尘里面抬举出来
，He's lifted us from the dust.
他把我们从粪堆中间提拔起来
，From the ash heap, He's lifted us up.
让我们与王子同坐，得到荣耀的座位。
He will set us among princes, that we will have a glorious throne with them.
这个叫做天壤之别。
And this is the difference of heaven and earth.
这是因着跟随主带来的改变。
And these are the changes that come from being followers of Jesus.
因着神恩典的介入带来的改变。
And through the coming into our lives of the grace of God, the changes that came about.
在今年这27篇的信息里面
，these 27 messages.
我常常提到一句话
，I often use these phrase.
就是讲到每一位真正跟随耶稣的人。
That true followers of Jesus,
他的生命一定会被改变。
His life will definitely be transformed.
他的价值，他的功用一定会被提升。
His worth and function will definitely be elevated.
不光他自己蒙福，他自己和他周围的人的都会更蒙恩、更蒙福。
Not only is he blessed, but everybody around him will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得有多少人可以为这句话做见证。
I don't know how many of us can really testify for the same.
我也何等希望在岁末的时候。
And how I pray that at the conclusion of this year.
当我们在这里数算主的恩典。
When we count the blessings of the Lord.
当我们在这里回想主在我们身上的恩典。
When we recount the blessings of God in our life.
我希望有更多的人起来能够做见证。我因着跟随耶稣，我生命被改变了。
And I pray more and more of us to rise up and say, because I follow Jesus, my life was changed.
旧照一路脱落，基督不断成型。
The whole creation is falling off as I walk, and the newness of Christ is beginning to fall.
我因着跟随耶稣，旧照的生命、肉体败坏在我身上一路脱落。
And because following Jesus, this flesh, this whole creation is falling off from me.
啊，也因着跟随耶稣，基督不断的成型在我的心中。
Because I'm following Jesus Christ, it's being formed more and more in my life.
我们也能够在这里见证我们的价值和功用被主提升。
We can also testify that my worth and my function has also been elevated by the Lord.
你看穆迪啊
，And look at Moody.
神使用他拯救了这个大西洋这个两岸啊，就是美国跟欧洲啊，不晓得有多少人听他福音得救。
God has used Moody to save countless people.On the two shores of the Atlantic Ocean, Europe and here in the States.
他们原来不过是在修鞋店里面当学徒，在店里面卖鞋的一个小店员就是。
Journeyman in the shoe store, he was but a shoe salesman.
但是神借着主日学老师把福音带给他。
The Lord brought the gospel to him through Sunday school teacher.
啊，这个人被主得救以后，你看他被神使用到什么样子的程度
？He was transformed and saved. He was saved by God and transformed.
他没有受过什么高深的教育。
He really did not have very high education.
但是神却能够这样子使用他，使大西洋两岸多少人从他得祝福
？The Lord is able to use him to save countless lives.
你看中国的宋尚杰博士。
Dr. Song in China.
他信主以前，他的生命真的是这个暴躁，人都怕他。他自己讲到他自己都像个荆棘一样。
Before he was saved, he had such a anger and temper problem, and he called himself a thorn.
然后他小的时候，因为头蛮大的，别人叫他大头，他上去就跟人家打起来。
And he actually had a pretty big head as a kid. And every time somebody would tease him and say, "Hey, you big head," he would go up there and just get in the fight with them.
啊，这个，然后他 家里面他爸爸是个牧师，全家的孩子里面就是他最不听话。
And his dad was a pastor, and he was the naughtiest in the family.
所有的孩子只有他被他爸爸管教过。
He is the only child in the entire family that's been disciplined by dad.
他居然可以跟他爸爸妈妈口吐威吓之话：“你再管我，我就跳井自杀给你看。
”And he actually threatened his parents, "You discipline me one more time, I'll jump in the well and commit suicide."
弄了他爸爸紧张的把家里面后院的井把填起来。
His dad was so nervous and so scared that his dad actually filled up the well in the backyard.
结果有一次他爸爸实在管他管得很严，不是看他实在不像话，真的管教他。
One time he was really naughty and his dad disciplined him again.
他为了惩罚他爸爸妈妈，他故意藏起来，好像离家出走去自杀一样。
For the sake of punishing his parents, he hid himself as if he has ran away and killed himself.
弄了他爸爸妈妈很紧张，他听见他爸妈在那里难过，他心里面就很高兴。
And his parents were nervous, they were crying, they were weeping, and he was hiding in that place, hearing these noises, he was actually delighted in hearing those voices.
他来美国读书的时候，他是读化学博士。
He came to the States and he studied chemistry.
他的哥哥到美国去。
His brother went to the States as well.
他哥哥各方面都比不上他。
And his brother could not compare with him.
教育程度各方面通通都不上他。
Education, whatever, he cannot compare with him.
他瞧不起他哥哥。
And he despised his brother.
有一天他哥哥出去买东西，回来稍微晚了一点点。
His older brother went out. His brother went out to buy something. He came back a little late.
敲门他不开门，整夜把他哥哥关在外面，冰天雪地冻一夜。
His brother knocked on the door. He would not open the door. He locked his brother outside the house for the entire night to freeze.
他哥哥进来是满脸惨白，甚至这个咳嗽都还吐血，指着他说：“你不是我弟弟。”
His brother finally got in the house. He was white because of the cold, and he was coughing to the point of blood coming out. He pointed at him as, "You are not my brother."
但是弟兄姊妹啊，福音救恩临到了他。
Once the gospel came to him,
生命被改变。
His life was changed.
他得到了地上的荣华富贵、博士学位，他通通都不要。
All the glory, all the position he attained in this world, he set those things aside.
他把他的余生尽心竭力的用来传福音。中国教会，我们要讲到中国教会有今天，我们不能忘记宋尚杰博士的。
When we talk about where China is today, we cannot neglect Brother Sun.
神使用他传福音，到处传福音。
God used him to share the gospel everywhere.
我碰到一个神的仆人跟我们做见证，他那时候还没信耶稣。
I met a servant of the Lord. He testified for us. He wasn't a Christian then.
他去听宋尚杰博士传福音的时候。
He heard Dr. Sun as he was sharing the gospel.
他聚会前几个小时把自己关在一个小房间里面，迫切的祷告。
Before the meeting began, he locked himself in a small room. He would just pray fervently.
甚至为着世上的灵魂祷告到全身都是汗。
And he prayed to the point that he's broken in sweat.
当那个会场挤满的人的时候。
When the room was occupied with countless people,
大家突然看见有一个人从后台走出来，穿着长袍，一面走一面唱《归家吧》。
They would see a person come onto the stage, and he would sing, "Come on home, come on home."
就是我们昨天晚上唱的《归家》。
And it was a song that we sang last night.
当他出来一唱的时候，他自己满脸都是泪，底下人就开始哭了。
And as he began to walk to the pulpit, he kept singing, he was shedding tears, and everybody began to cry.
那个基督爱灵魂、爱世上灵魂的心，在他整个人身上里面被表达出来。
The love of Christ for the lost was expressed through this person.
弟兄姊妹，原来是一个荆棘这么坏的一个人。
And this person was a thorn. He was a terrible man.
被基督的介入，被改变，被改变，被改变。
But Christ came into his life. He was changed. He was changed. He was transformed.
生命被改变。
His life was transformed.
他的功用和价值被改变。
His function and who he is has been elevated.
如果宋尚杰这一生就是一个化学博士，跟我有什么关系
？Dr. Sun was just a chemistry student, a chemistry professor. What does that have anything to do with me?
就算他拿到诺贝尔奖，跟我有什么关系
？He obtained the Nobel Prize. He has nothing.
但是今天中国的教会成千上万的人因着他得救了。
Today, thousands of Christians in China are saved because of him.
弟兄姊妹啊，他的价值被主提升了。
My sister, his worth has been elevated by the Lord.
而且很多人都在这里生命被改变了。
So many people's lives are changed through him.
他自己和他周围的人也因为他一定蒙恩，一定蒙福。
And he himself and so many people because of him are blessed.
所以很多人在这里做见证。
A lot of people here testify.
不是听见的道理叫他们吸引愿意来信耶稣。
It's not that they heard a particular doctrine that has drawn them to come to believe.
而是看见了这么多人被主改变，他们不能不相信有神。
And they see so many lives changed by God. They said, "I cannot deny the fact that."
在我信主这么多年的历史里面，我看了这么多的见证。
I've seen so many testimonies in my lifetime.
多少的先生因为看见太太的改变。 原来信耶稣。
So many husbands came to Christ because they saw the transformation in their wives.
多少的太太看见先生的改变，她说一定有神。
And so many wives, because they see the change in their husband, they say there's got to be a God.
弟兄姊妹，没有人跟随耶稣不被改变的。
But so there's not a person who will not be changed because they follow Jesus.
不可能被改变的。不可能不被改变。
It is impossible for them not to be changed.
一块冰放在火上，不可能不化的。
You take an ice cube on and put it on the stove, it cannot but melt.
跟耶稣在一起，怎么可能不被改变呢
？You are with Jesus. How can you not be changed?
跟这位属天的王、君王在一起，怎能不属天呢
？You are with this heavenly King. How can you not be heavenly?
跟这位生命的主在一起，生命怎么会不被改变呢
？You are with this Lord of Life. How can your life not be changed?
哦，很多人从前撒谎的，现在不撒谎了。
Liars in time past, they cannot lie anymore.
从前身上有捆绑的，现在不再被捆绑了。
Those who were bound in time past, they are free.
从前心中充满了黑暗、苦毒、消极的，现在被主改变了。
Those people who are pessimists, who are in darkness, they are changed by the Lord.
我们每一个人身上都要有这样子的见证和改变的。
Every single one of us need to have testimonies like these.
如果到今天我们不能够像那个瞎子说：“从前我是眼瞎的，如今我可以看见了。
”We cannot say, to someone who is blind, "I was blind, but now I see."
不管我们从前是怎样，今天如果我们没有一个明显的改变，我们的救恩有问题了。
That doesn't matter who we were, but we cannot say that we are changed from who we were. There's a problem with our salvation.
我们的得救不是我们的救恩，我们救恩永远没问题。
There's nothing wrong with the salvation itself. It's us.
我们的得救，我们在主面前的态度出问题了。
Our attitude of receiving the salvation, there's a problem.
不仅要有改变。
Not only are we to be transformed,
要有明显的改变。
It needs to be a very evident change.
人可以看得到，人可以讲得出来的改变。
Man can see and man can speak of the change.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的挑战。
This is our challenge, brothers and sisters.
这个题目要过去了。
This theme will pass away.
到底这一年我们改变了多少？
But this year, how much have we changed?
到底我生命改变了多少
？How much has my life been changed？
到底我这个活着的价值和功用改变了多少
？My worth, my function hasn't been changed。
到底我自己在主面前蒙福的度量改变多少
？My capacity receiving the blessings of the Lord hasn't been changed。
到底我给周围的人带来的祝福改变了有多少
？Is there a change in the magnitude of blessings that I bring about the people around me？
如果别人还是常常从我们身上受苦
，If people are still suffering harm because of us？
如果我这个人到今天还是一天到晚活着想的都是自己
，If today I still think about myself every day？
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来好好跟随耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, we must rise to follow the Lord。
主耶稣从来不勉强我们跟随他。
Jesus will never force us to follow him。
但是他呼召我们跟随他。
But he calls us to follow。
他希望我们跟随他。
He desires that we will follow him。
他邀请我们跟随他。
He invites us to follow him。
他说：“若有人要跟从我
，So he says, if anyone follows me,
我们本来就该跟随他的。
We it's reasonable that we are followers of Christ.
但是他宁可把这个主权交在我们手上。
He gave us that choice.
就跟我跟你说的，在中国世纪一个修道院的门口放了一个大牌子
，And
修道院
，In a monastery, there was a sign that is outside the door.
所有其他的修道院人进来都不准出去的，然后层层墙壁把你围在里面。
All the other monastery once you come in, you are not allowed to leave. The wall, these high walls keep you in.
只有这个修道院的一进大门的地方，他就放了一个大 sign: You are free to leave anytime.
At this monastery, as soon as you enter the door, you see this big sign that says: You are free to leave anytime.
你任何时候想走就走。
Anytime you want to go, go.
我们不强迫你留在这里。
We will not force you to stay.
哦，弟兄姊妹，耶稣从来不强。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus will not force you to follow.
但他呼召我们跟随他。
But he calls us to follow.
他希望我们跟随他。
He wants us to follow.
他邀请我们跟随他。
He invites us to follow.
我们结束的时候，用今天的背诵经文来结束。
We're going to conclude in our memory memorization verse today.
路加福音第九章二十三节到二十五节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23 through 25.
耶稣又对众人说，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together. And he said to them all.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？ 我们用这一节圣经作为我们今年 整年信息的一个总结。
We use these verses to conclude the message for this year.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
If anyone desires to follow me, let him deny himself.
第一件事情。
The very first thing.
这条路是要付代价的路。
This path will require a price.
我们要舍己。
You must deny yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们光在这里唱说主，我愿意跟随你。
If we simply sing, Lord, I want to follow you.
我们在这里唱主，你位在天上，我还能有谁？你唱完的时候，主已经不见了。
We sing, O Lord, aside from you, I, who do I have in this world? After you sing these phrases, the Lord be gone already.
我们都喜欢这些歌。
And we love these songs.
我们唱的时候流泪，我们都以为我们就是我们所说的那个人。
And we sing and we are moved and we shed tears. We say, we are that person in the song.
但是如果我们的脚不起来跟随耶稣了。
But if we do not pick up our feet and follow him.
你会发现这个光不是越照越明。
You discover that this light does not grow brighter.
因为这个光是一直往前去的。
Because this light will continue to move forward.
神的旨意是一直往前去。
God's will will always move forward.
羔羊的脚踪是一直往前去的。
The footprints of the lamb will always move forward.
第一件事情要舍己。
The very first thing, deny yourself.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
要天天背起他的十字架。
To daily take up your cross.
这是天天的事。
This is something that we do every day.
这是一生的事。
Every day of your entire life.
不是只有2011年的事。
Not just 2011.
也不是只有今天的事。
Not just today.
这是天天的。
But every day.
第三件事情。
Thirdly.
虽然他要付代价。
Though it costs a price,
虽然需要天天都要背十字架。
Though every day you have to pick up that cross,
但是我们说过，这是一件主从来不勉强的事。
But it's something that the Lord will never force you to do.
所以主说，若有人要跟从。
And therefore the Lord says, if anyone wants to come and follow,
在于你我。
Whether you want to follow, it all depends on you.
得救都得救了。
We are all saved.
蒙爱永远蒙爱。
We are forever loved.
但是不是羔羊的同伴。
But whether we are companions of the Lamb.
在乎我们跟不跟。
Depends on whether you will follow him or not.
第四件事情。
Fourthly.
在这里讲到是一件蒙福的事情。
It speaks of the fact that this is something that is blessed.
因为他呼召我们不是去跟随一个主义、一个讲法、一个神学。
Because he did not call us to follow a thought, a belief.
跟随他呼召我们是来跟从我。
He calls us to follow him.
为他是他，永远是这条走路，这条路我们走路的力量。
For him, it is him. It is always the motivation of why we're following him.
我们是跟随耶稣的。
We are followers of Jesus.
第五件事情。
Fifthly,
这件事情也是一件最重要的事。
This is the most important thing.
因为它跟生命、跟永恒发生的关系。
Because it has everything to do with life and eternity.
我们追求世界却丧掉生命，有什么益处？
If you pursue after the world and you gain the whole world and you lose your life,
昨天杨军
how does it profit you?
杨军传福音的时候两次提到 Steve 乔布斯。
As in June, as he shared last night, he talked about Steve Jobs.
这个世界上这么有成就的人
such an accomplished person,
不管他的科技给人类带来这么大的影响
his inventions, his technology has transformed this world.
别人称他自己建立的公司叫做苹果王国
and they call him the company that he's established, the Apple Kingdom.
我今年十月在中国坐飞机的时候，飞机上的杂志讲到说，这个苹果王国的整个公司的资产。有三千多亿美金 ，more than 300 billion.
But there's more than $300 billion that this company is worth.
如果是用一个国家生产额 GDP 来比较的话，它是全世界将近200个国家里面排名第29名。
And if we compare it against the GDP, it's ranked 29th among over 200 countries in the world.
你看，就在我们 Cupertino 这样一个 Apple 公司，已经是全世界第29有钱的国家了。
And this Apple, this company right here in Cupertino, is the 29th richest country in the world.
但是当他在面对死亡的时候，他是那样子的彷徨，那样子的无助。
But as he faces death, he feels very helpless. He feels very lost.
我们却知道我们得到的是什么。
But we know what we have.
你如果有兴趣的话
and if you have this interest,
你把美国总统
and take all the presidents of the United States.
他上任以前的照片。
Take the picture before he became president.
跟他下任之前的照片摆在一起看一看。
Put it right next to a picture that is taken after he's got out of office.
我告诉你，现在不严重，不需要说任何事。We don't need to say anything.
What a big difference!
你可以看看他原来是怎么样的。
You can see what he looked like before.
然后满头白发，满目沧桑，满脸斑点，满脸皱纹。
You see he's full of wrinkles, his hair has turned white, and he's a different person.
然后他的表情，他的心情。原来值得一满，原来充满了盼望。
And look at the expression on the pictures. Once he was full of hope and full of
沙台以前疲惫憔悴。
And after he leaves office, he is weak and he is tired.
而我们今天所有的追求跟他们是远远远远比不上的。就这世界来说
，According to the world, the things that we are after cannot be comparable with these men went after.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
但是我们却为着主，我们得到了生命。
For the sake of the Lord,
得到了永远的生命。
We have an eternal life.
得到了属天的生命。
Heavenly life.
我们得到了荣耀的结局。
We have a very glorious end.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将《活在耶稣里》福音事工的网址。告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。